open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Welcome back. Busted Pencils live on Tuesday night. Johnny Lupinacci out there in the state of Washington. Great guest last half hour, Michelle Gunderson, Chicago Teachers Union, talking about, no, we're not lazy teachers. We want to get back to the classrooms just like anybody, maybe even more so. But look, safety first, okay, right? I mean, we got to have that. And then, though, beyond safety, are we going to go back? And, Johnny, this goes all the way back to that conversation we had with Dr. Ladson Billings, right? When we go back, we don't want to go back to normal, to overcrowded, bad classrooms that are dirty and things like that. And so, you know, if we're – even President Biden was saying very, very, you know, kind of from the heart, yes, we want kids back in school. But he did the but. We need safety. We need cleaning. We need new ventilation systems. We need, and you know, that stuff costs money. All of that pushes then, if we're going to hold this, and this is where I want to hold Biden and then ask you to comment on this, are we going to now take this moment and not crash the Chicago Teachers Union, New York Teacher, you know, the teachers unions, not dump on them and instead say, listen to what they're saying. They're not lazy and don't want to teach. They're actually now also trying to hold lawmakers accountable, which you were saying, this biggest social uprising in history to deliver. Because when we go back, we're going back not to normal, where things were inequitable, where right. Racism was rampant, where kids were hungry. We want to go back not just safe. We want to go back. Well, let's use Biden. We want to go back better.
That's absolutely right. And Michelle, our guest on the first half hour, you know, brought this up, that this is that safety for all children matters. And that includes their teachers. And for too many children, schools are not safe. And they weren't safe before COVID. And going back simply vaccinated or with protocol, you know, in place, although we've heard it's questionable if it's deliverable in a lot of schools. But, you know, schools are not safe places for too many kids. And really, a few kids is too many. Yeah. But it's a lot more than a few. And we've noted that because of the kinds of really dangerous disciplinary practices, because of the kinds of curriculums that are hurtful, right, to too many children, that school needs some change.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's commonly known amongst critical educators, amongst folks who are social justice advocates and educators, but now is the time, right? It's happening in our communities. Like you said, Tim, it's the largest social uprising of our lifetime, right? It's Black Lives Matter. It's women's movements. It's intersectional with gay, lesbian, and transgender communities across the board.
Climate.
That's right. It's diversity and living together in a way that is, and I hate to sound over-romantic, that is peaceful, right? And we can do it, right? It's possible with democracy. It's not easy, but it's possible. And if we're going to get back to schools and we're talking safety, let's talk about all the ways we can be safe for the children in our communities, for our families, and for our diverse communities. And we got the opportunity. And I hope we seize it. And I hope that teachers, and I'll be hard on them because I'll be in lockstep with every teacher union. But I'll also say, let's not forget that we don't just strike when it's our own lives.
Yeah.
That we were out there saying Black Lives Matter. And schools are not safe for our Black and brown children the way they are, right? And that I do know of the Chicago teachers, right? And so let's be in lockstep that whether it's COVID, whether it's our lives as educators, or whether it's pay, whether it's, you know, retirement issues, labor conditions, or, and it shouldn't be an or, right? The lives of the children in our schools.
Yeah.
Then we are on the front lines saying enough. Well, we're not having these doors open.
You talked about, I mean, the way, you know, framing this too, it's like, I really, you know, all the social movement, the uprising, the things that have come into play. And again, back to, are we going through this portal? You know what? Maybe safety is only concern one before we go back. Okay, great. Schools, let's now say your school's safe. Should you go back with a racist curriculum? Maybe now that's worse. You know, these are the issues people aren't talking about. Should we go back when we're going to deny kids access to a fully integrated, interdisciplinary, advocacy-based type of education that's in a form of representative democracy, so that we don't have the craziness like we have on January, like we had on January 6th, right? It's like, so now I'm starting to even go like, you know what? Wait a minute. I don't know that we go back when it's safe. We go back when we are allowed to be free professional advocates who get to do that really awesome work with children and communities and their parents to lift everybody up. If we're not in a place where we're going to lift everybody up, I don't want to go back to normal. Going back is the problem. Why would we go back to a problem? Everybody seems to forget that pre-COVID, schools, depending on where you were, as you said, John, were not safe for a large population of our kids. They weren't safe, let alone the fact that there was not a representative curriculum that had any type of touching into their own lives, their own lived realities. You know, it's just, yeah, I'm now moving in this direction of going, you know what, fine, get the school safe, but that's only step one before we go back. That's yep. only step one, you know, because safe, and I'm only talking about the quote COVID safety, right? New ventilation, PPE, wipes, and masks. Great. All right. First of all, they're having a tough time even doing that. But I want return to school based on this promise of delivering a liberating educational experience. Maybe I'm too wishful.
No, and I mean, even if we are, if we say, you know, Tim, if we scale it back and say, okay, one thing at a time, not my cup of tea, but I get it. You know, like sometimes we take small victories where we can, and getting back safe is definitely a victory, and implementing culturally relevant curriculum that's liberating and important and recognizes diverse learners is paramount. It was before, it should still be.
Hey,
but I want to say also, we have a tremendous amount of trauma. And so this is not new to schools either, but I'm saying, like, I'm really reading these reports that are coming out of Chicago and other districts that are saying we don't have the personnel to take this job on responsibly right now. And they don't. And it's not picking on Chicago. It's all of our schools and districts. We need more health professionals. We need more counselors. We don't need more cops. We don't need more strict regimens. We need people who are going to help us heal together as a community. And Michelle talked about this. There are students who are experiencing a tremendous amount of grief, mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of loss. We are living through difficult times, and we got to heal to learn.
That's another concern I have. We got to heal. Jimmy gave me breaking news. Hey, Wisconsin Senate, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, the Wisconsin State Senate passed the resolution today, a couple hours ago. Trying to repeal the mask mandate here
okay,
in Wisconsin.
Okay, so we've got people that are repealing safety. Yeah. So, you know, so again, more evidence of why we need this liberating education. But, Johnny, you know, the other thing I was thinking about this is, you know, Chicago Teachers Union, you know, New York, here even in Madison, our Madison Teachers Union, I mean, they step up too and advocate and move forward and say, you know, again, yeah, you know, everybody's like, oh, they're just advocating for the wages. You know what? Actually, no, they're always advocating for the conditions in which kids learn best. Guess what? That's safe. And we're not just talking COVID safety either, right? And so we know our schools, and it sounds like a broken record, they weren't safe before. You know, but it drives me crazy. I did find this. We were talking about this off air, and here it is. The study right now that the CDC is using is based on 17 K-12 Wisconsin rural schools, where they did a study to see if there was a spread indicator that seemed to pop up if these kids went back to school. And they're saying it seems like there wasn't as much spread as they anticipated. Okay, so that's the big study of 17 rural Wisconsin schools is now the evidence we're going to use to say lazy teachers and teachers unions don't want to go back even though they know it's safe. 844-967-2789. If you've got a thought about that, if you're a teacher out there right now, you've got something to say about this. Or, hey, parent, if you're out there, though, too, saying, yeah, you know what, though, Tim, Johnny, Michelle, all you people, I need my kids back to school. I do. Yeah. I'm sorry, but there, you want to talk about trauma? The trauma right now of not being in school. And that's where I wonder, should we be talking? Is there something there that's worth talking about? Jimmy, we come up on a break here in about 2 minutes. You know, as we move into this, Johnny, you know, we think about this. Go ahead, yeah. You go.
I think you're right, Tim. I mean, I don't want to negate. It's not an either or in this case. Certainly not being in school for a lot of kids is not just different. It is really difficult. Mm-hmm. And a lot of families. And there is no, I'm not saying that being in school in these conditions or in the get back to school is the trauma or isn't the trauma. I mean, I think there's just a lot of lived difficulties right now that will be experienced as forms of trauma for our kids. And some of that is family job loss. Some of that is, you know, just stress in the homes and in communities. There's different living conditions for all of our students. These are not easy times for most communities. And so that will be reflected in student learning. That will be reflected in classroom community building. And these are difficult times to rush back to things. I love the studies. I mean, we need to hear and we need to be learning from these studies. I'm also interested, and so maybe we get callers to call in or we follow up on this, but I'm curious, are our teachers getting vaccinated? Right? That's supposed to be happening right now too. And so, you know, are our communities, prepared to be back with one another?
You know what, Johnny, I think we're going to have a call when we get back. So Busted Pencils, fully leaded. You can call us to 844-967-2789. Back at the break.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. Do you know Zero Res also cleans air ducts? They've got honest, straightforward pricing and the same great service. Give us a call and in January, get a free permanent filter with every air duct cleaning. Call us at 608-848-9000 or ZeroResMadison.com.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Tune into Sharp Elbows. It's on at 10 a.m. Saturdays with me, Representative Francesca Hong, and my friend Nada El-Makashvi. Every Saturday morning, we want to have a conversation with you about what's going on in the world. Whether it's on the biggest issues, current events, or people who inspire us, let's discuss it all. It's kind of like brunch, but with politics, guests, and callers. No shortage of fun, but also be prepared for some serious truth-telling. Talk to y'all soon.
Sharp Elbows airs Saturdays 10 a.m. only on Devil Radio 92.7. Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Verona to Sun Prairie. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
That Matt Damon, he sneaks up on us, Johnny, all the time. We would love to have Nancy back on the show. We'll ask her next time about this coming back to school. We do have a caller, though, L.A. Tom, on the call. Tom, what's happening, man? What's up?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. I just want to say you guys are such great advocates for teachers. My whole family have been teachers, and I really feel that you're absolutely correct. There's no reason why these teachers need to be going back into the classroom until they can actually teach. If they're going back just to babysit, which a lot of them did before, or if they're going back just for, you know, somebody to wipe down the areas where the kids are sitting, then yeah, no, they should not be going back to school. They want to go back to school to teach. And to, you know, shape a person's mind. And, you know, I think I've talked before about, I think I always get it wrong, but I think it was Iceland or somewhere where they, you know, they have the kids go outside and write a paper about, you know, the caterpillar they saw,
yeah,
or, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, and most parents can do that right now. I mean, or maybe they can't, but they can, you know, there's got to be something where the teachers can't go. Now, let me ask you this question. If the teachers do get vaccinated, would you guys feel more comfortable with them then going back? Or do you think there's too many unknowns about this virus? Because I think that's one of the biggest problems is that some people, you know, just drop over dead. Some people have the ventilators. Some people, you know, it doesn't really affect them as much. And I think the way that the attitude is in the country is this individualism and this rugged individualism, where people are, you know, having their kids go to different places and not wearing masks and all these different things. And some of those people don't believe it, that it's going to take it right to the teachers who are a little bit, more of, well, even for the kids. I mean, they got another strain of virus where the kids are getting it now worse than anything. So yeah. I don't know. I just think it's better if there's a way that someone can stay home. Why not stay home and learn from there rather than going into a classroom where there's 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, you know, 300 kids all bunched together? It just sounds like a recipe for a disaster for me.
Well, yep. Tom, I appreciate that. Johnny, go for it.
Yeah, Tom, I'm with you on that. I think there's a bigger question of like, what is, and Michelle said this, what is our lives worth and what are the lives of our students worth and their family members? Because that's the important thing is, you know, I can make up that they didn't get the fractions. I'm a teacher. I can loop that around next year, the year after. And, you know, we could pick up the so-called learning loss. We can make it up. What I can't do is give you your aunt back or your grandma or your mom or your sister or your brother, right? Those are irreplaceables. And so part of me wants to say, get the teachers vaccinated, get them back in, and that'll be safer. I do believe vaccination is the road mm-hmm. to safety in this. But that's a step in it. That doesn't mean that the families of the students are safe. That doesn't mean that the students themselves are safe. And Tom brought this up with the variants and the different things. So I think there's stages. Get our teachers vaccinated, get them into the classroom safely, working together and doing the remote teaching from their classrooms in safe ways. I mean, I think there is a slower way to get to this that preserves as much life as possible and reduces the trauma and grief. And we know we can make up content, but what we can't do quickly is heal from the kinds of traumas and losses that our students are experiencing and our communities have been burdened with by poor leadership. So I'm with you, Tom. I think where we can, we stay as safe as possible. But I do believe there's a road to it and we're close. So why rush it right now? Let's take it easy. Let's be gentle and let's make it happen. I love it, Tom. We the people.
We the people, man. Tom, thanks for the phone call, man. Really appreciate it. Johnny, I was thinking about that too. It's really this idea of, after the vaccine. But again, you started talking about this point, and when we do get back, and it reminds me of one of the school districts I was consulting with actually coming back in the fall. We were thinking about, okay, whether it's remote, whether it's face-to-face, whatever it is, coming back. This was in August. The first priority for the schools were to say, not learning loss, not this. But the first thing we need to do is check in. How are the kids? How are their families? That's what's being, again, right away, something very simple. What are you going to do when you get back to school? If we get back to school and, as you said, start throwing out fractions, don't bother, man, because we got a lot of trauma to deal with when we finally do get back to school, when we are vaccinated, when we do have that time to finally devote to doing this. The first content that we want to do is deal with the souls of our children and our families and our communities first. Johnny, got 149, man.
Yeah, man. And I think Tom brought up another important thing. We talked about it before a dozen or so shows back. There's a creative opportunity here.
Yeah.
And what are we learning if we do follow the science? Is, you know what? How about those open classrooms? How about being outside? How about outdoor learning and not in the over romanticized take a hike kind of way, which I love going on a hike with kids. I advocate for it, but I really mean it. Why not maybe flip the calendar? Why not more good weather days?
Mm-hmm.
Why not being outside, even in some of the snowy times? Shorten the school day, be outside, outdoor learning, put the heaters outside, get down with it. If we're really want to follow the science. Science is saying, hey, it's not so bad if you're masked and you social distance and you're outside and, you know, and you're learning that way. So why not?
That's it. Why not?
Because we've seen it one way and we're trying to reproduce the same thing that gave us the problems that we're in. And that's not going to work. Was it Einstein who purportedly said you can't solve the problem using the language that it's framed in or created in or spoken in? And I'm butchering
up that
quote, but you know what I mean? Like, we can't, there's with the kinds of ingredients we have, we can't get out what we need.
That's it, man. John, what a show. Michelle Gunderson, thank you. LA Tom, thanks for calling in. Johnny Lupinacci, always great to catch up with you on Tuesday nights. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Make sure you check us out. Make sure you go to Devil Radio 92.7. Download it. Come back next week. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. See you again on Tuesday.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.